Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Sister Remy, please help me with that song. Can you display it? Amen. So I just want us to take this song. It just kept playing in my heart, and I just want us to do it. Hallelujah. Amen.
Have a message from the Lord. Hallelujah. This message unto you I give. It's recorded in His word. Hallelujah. It's only that you look and live. Look and live. Look and live. My brotherly. Hey. Look to Jesus now and live. It's recorded in His word. Hallelujah. It's only. Message full of love. Hallelujah. A message, oh my friend, for you. Tis a message from above.
Hallelujah.
Hey, and I know it's true. Look and live. Look and live. Hey, my brother.
Just pray. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. Thank you because our lives become better and better by your word. Thank you. Take these lips of clay and speak to us. Teach us your word tonight. That no life here present, online, or anywhere that will stumble on this material later will remain the same after hearing your word. Glory to you, Father, for in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Quickly, the power of God's word. The power of God's word. Hallelujah. Romans, our text is taken from Romans chapter 1. Romans 1. Verse 16. I think the King James says, the New King James says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek." Now let's take that in the message and we take it in TPT. Hallelujah. The message. The message says, it's news I'm most proud to proclaim. This extraordinary message of God's powerful plan to rescue everyone who trusts Him, starting with Jews and then right on to everyone else. God's way of putting people right shows up in the acts of faith, confirming what Scripture has said all along. The person in right standing before God by trusting him really lives. Hallelujah. Now the TPT says, Passion Translation says, I refuse to be ashamed of the wonderful message of God's liberating power unleashed in us through Christ. For I am thrilled to preach that everyone who believes is saved. The Jew first, and then people everywhere. Hallelujah. I was reading this place and I said to myself, well, doesn't matter whether the Jews first, as long as it gets to everyone. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. For everyone who believes. Amen. The power of God's word. There is power in the word. There's power in the word. Let me take our minds back to Genesis chapter 1, where when God said, when the word told us that in the beginning was the word, and the word was, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void. There was nothing. Have you been to a place before, a house, maybe a house that's very scattered, not arranged, and you're just wondering, like, what happened here? The word was without form and void. But the power of God, the presence of God moves across. I don't know what situation you are in. I don't know how ugly things may seem. I remember getting the news this evening about we have a team for the whole of Koshofe, Peace Teach Group in Remai Bible School. We have a sister who just lost. So the news was that she slept with her husband last night. They went to bed to sleep, and then this morning she woke up with her husband lifeless beside her. You know what that's like. You know what that's like. It doesn't matter what the situation looks like. It doesn't matter how tough things are. There's power in God's word. Hallelujah. There's power in God's word. And that's why the word can bring us healing. That's why the word can bring us that thing that makes that joy that springs from within, that makes us to become cheerful, even no matter what is happening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's, looking at the word power there, power. So, I saw that power is, it's the dynamic ability to cause changes. Dynamic ability to cause changes. Now we have another word there, dynamic. When I was checking the word dynamic, pertaining to or characterized by energy or effective action, vigorously active or forceful, energetic, continuously changing and developing. Hallelujah. So, I was talking about power earlier on. This also means that we can effect change in our lives and in our environment. The things we want to see, we can have them based on our faith in God's word. Hallelujah. He gave us his word, and he says that through his word, we can get whatever it is that we want. And that's why he said, even in the book of Mark, chapter 11, he said, if you believe, simply say, speak. What are you speaking? God's word. Hallelujah. And you get what you say. He said, for you have what? What you say. Hallelujah. Amen. And so that means that even in the lives of, in our lives and in the lives of our loved ones and in places where we are, it could be your place of work, it could be in your marriage, it could be in anything, in your children's life, anything, anywhere, you can have what you desire. Hallelujah. That thing that you want to see your child do well, you want to see your office become the kind of place, that atmosphere that is conducive for you, you can speak it forth. And that's what our Father, that's what God himself did. The world was without form and void. For lack of a proper word, it was an ugly sight. It wasn't pleasant. If it was pleasant, he wouldn't bother himself to say, okay, let there be light, because there was gross darkness. Hallelujah. I think it was Seth Man that was teaching us some time ago, and he said something. He said, even a bad child has his day. A bad clock has his day, right? Good. Now, let's look at Genesis. Let me show us something. Genesis chapter 1.
All right, Genesis chapter 1. Okay. Let's see from verse. Okay. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Yes. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Next. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Darkness was in the face of the deep. It was not useful to him at the time. And he said, let there be light. He needed the light so that he can do some things. And then, but the darkness was not totally useless. When he made the light day, the darkness itself was night. Even a challenging situation in your life can become useful, because even a bad clock is correct twice a day. Amen. Hallelujah. So even that situation that may seem ugly, maybe there for a reason. It's not just all bad. Yes, you can. Hallelujah. And then if it's something you don't like or you're not conducive with, you can speak forth. Hallelujah. That's why you have God's word in your mouth. Hallelujah. I was telling them some time ago, I said, when we're having a program in Okwagba, I was telling them, because we have a lot of people there who used to, they're so used to cursing, but now there's a lot of transformation. And I was telling them about the power of the tongue. Just like the Bible says, the power of life and death is in the power of the tongue. Hallelujah. So I was telling them about how to use their tongue. That instead of cursing your child and saying, this stubborn boy, this useless child, and all that, speak forth what is good. Hallelujah. Speak forth what is good. And that's what you get. Praise the Lord. Amen. At least we had a testimony from there where a mother came and said, wow, that our child is turning out well. I was so happy. And I said, yes, glory be to God. Amen. Amen. God said, let there be light, and there was light. The Bible says that he saw that it was good. Amen. It's my prayer that we will speak forth what is good, and we will benefit from that goodness. Hallelujah. So quickly, let's also see Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. 9. That's from 8 to 14. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them, for it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Hallelujah. Amen. To be in the darkness is to be dead. And that's the reason why the devil thrives in darkness. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. I think, if I remember vividly, I think it was Seth Manson that was also teaching us something some time ago about how to live away from the life of sin. And then he asked a question in church and said, have you ever seen two sane people, two normal people who are okay, who just stay on the street and just make out? No. It's animals that you see, and people who, their head, something has definitely gone wrong. You won't even see them. Because at least there's an atom of shame. So, evil thrives in darkness. Anytime you are tempted to want to cover a thing or want to hide something, check it very well. Hallelujah. Because if it's something that's glorious, something that's beautiful, something that's pleasant, something that is good to do, you want to bring it to light. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, because we are light. We are children of light. We thrive in the light. Hallelujah. Amen. When we are in the light of Christ, we are alive, active, full of God's word. That's what the Bible describes. Amen. Full of God's word. which causes us to become new. There are lots of words that are used when we talk about new. Talk about new, being new in Christ, newborn. It talks about the incorruptible, talks about being transformed. It talks about being metamorphosed, being new men in Christ. It talks about there's a lot of words, being changed. Hallelujah. These are words that the scripture used repeatedly about people who have come out of darkness into the light. Amen. And that's who we are. And that's the reason why in the book of 1 Peter, I would say that for ye are a chosen generation. Amen. A royal priesthood. A peculiar, unique. One that has never existed before. One that is new. Not covered. I was trying to explain something some time ago that when the Bible talks about our sins being blotted out or we being new, it's not saying that our sins were just covered. No. It's like you never existed. You didn't do those things. You were brand new. Hallelujah. And that's why we should rejoice in what he has done for us, because we are alive, active, and we are made new, brand new. This is not like John that was covered. And no. It's a new John that never existed. You were not the one who committed. It's like you were not the one who committed those sins, because it's blood. It's forgotten. It's not. It doesn't exist. It's not in God's record. Hallelujah. And that's why the devil used those things to trick people. Like, he keeps reminding you, have you forgotten? Is it not you? Amen. It's not me. This is the new me in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Ephesians chapter 5, still, let's go to from 15 to 21. There's something I saw there. You know, the 14, verse 14 that I didn't end up with initially says, therefore it says, awake, you will sleep. Arise from the dead. You can imagine. Awake, you will sleep. Arise from the dead. So, I hope you understand what I'm saying. So, why would he use a word like that? You will sleep. Arise from the dead. Be alive. Be active. Hallelujah. We have a lot of people who say, when they go for interview, they are quick and fast to say, I'm a Christian. I go to church. Yes, Christian or Muslim? Christian. But in practical term, how active are you? How bold are you to showcase God in you? Hallelujah. The Bible says Christ in us, the hope of glory. Amen. We should be bold, bold, bold enough to declare God's word that is in us. If you don't do that, the word is there and it's just sleeping. He said, arise from the dead. Arise from your sleep. Arise and be alive. Hallelujah. And Christ will give you light. So in being in the dark, Christ is not there. Christ can't be there. So from verse 15, it says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of God, of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation. Another version says, in which is excess. So, but be filled with the Spirit. I think it was that man also that was teaching us a time ago. He said, the original version of this says, he says, be being filled, be in a state of consistently being filled. Always. Someone once asked the question, is it possible? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So when Paul said, I pray in tongues more than you, so I was just trying to imagine in my head that means this guy is baiting, he's praying in tongues, he's eating, he's praying in tongues. It's not like he's just praying and eating, but within, you know, you can be alive and then you are alert, even though you're sitting. I remember when you've done something wrong and then you go out when you're not supposed to go out, my mom will just stay. And then you are coming back late. You've gone to watch movies or do something and then you're coming back late. Lights out and everything. And then you think you are, and then you're just sneaking into the house. As soon as you shut the door, bam, as you on the light, the next step you want to take, see my mom there with cane waiting for you. Amen. So, you can be, when you are coming from outside, The way you see that there's no light and everything, you're in your mind, they have slept. Nobody's awake. And then you are sneaking. So I'm saying this to say what I just said just now, that you can be active. Even while you are eating, you're doing anything, you're driving, you're praying. Also, when you shared with us how he prayed from Lagos to Ibadan, he was just, and he's praying. Yes, you can stay in that mode. Do you know what it means? You are communing with the Spirit. You are communing with God in your vehicle. Hallelujah. It can happen in your office, in that your little corner. You're praying in the Spirit. When you stay in that realm, you hardly would make any mistake when it comes to your work, because the Spirit is, you are full of the Spirit and you are alert. I'm not saying that, like that one that Seth Man told us, you're not going and then the time for work, that's when you say you want to do worship. It's not for show. But this one is for real. You're doing it even within you, on your inside. Hallelujah. He said, do not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation. But be filled. Be in a state of being filled, always in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. I remember several times when I wake up in the morning and there's a song playing in my spirit. That song is just playing all through the night and I'm praying. And then I was just, maybe I'm just coming out from the bathroom. My wife is singing the same song from the spirit. I said, where did you get that? I said, do you know that's not the song? She said, she's been praying that song all through the night. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalms and hymns. Hallelujah. Words just come out of you. Sometimes it's good. Take notes. Just begin to write it, because sometimes you can compose songs even without knowing. Hallelujah. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Submitting to one another in the fear of God. Amen. I love that part. I said, be in a state of being filled. Always, always. Hallelujah. And I wrote something. I said, what you manifest tells us what you are filled with. Amen. If you see drunkard, maybe you go know. So the man comes here and is drunk already after taking some bottles. And the next thing you see him manifest is, we are talking about farmers. The next thing you hear the man say is, he's talking about politicians. And he's talking something else. And he's going on his own syllabus. Amen. The same thing happens to even in the realm of the spirit. When you are filled, when you are drunk, when you are filled in the spirit, someone is saying something. You are not even though you are, it seems like you are listening, you're not hearing what you are listening to what they are not saying. Hallelujah. I learned that. You can listen, you can hear what somebody is not saying. And that can be the truth that's really emanating from the person. He's lying to you, but you can hear. Amen. Seth Man shared with us sometimes ago to how someone was saying something, it was a lie. You will know, even though you don't confront the person, the Spirit of God, you know that guy is lying. You just know. Hallelujah. I like that. It comes from the place of relationship. It comes from a place of being filled. Amen. So you want to go out, you want to go this route. I think it was Pastor Muyiwa that was sharing. He wants to go this route, and then the Spirit of God is helping you. Google Map is there, we know. But sometimes the Spirit of God gives you that nudge. I say, no, take this route. You don't want to question. You don't want to. And then soon you begin to discover that, wow. Oh, thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. Amen. I love that. You are preparing for an exam. And then he just gives you shukuli, gives you expo. And then you just cover. You say, I can't even really do much. And then you don't just cover about 4 pages. And you get to the exam. Lo and behold, all what came is just from there. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what I love about the Spirit. In our local parlance, there's this proverb that says, the stone when person see, not the blind eye. The Spirit of God goes ahead of you and shows and gives you direction. Say, no, that's not the route to take. Take care. And then next you hear that there's a bomb blast there, or there's a breakout there, there's a fight there, or something happened there. And then it would have been very, very risky to your life. But here you are safe. I haven't taken another route, and then you just say, oh Lord, I just love you. Thank you for keeping watch over me. Hallelujah. Amen. It comes from a place of being filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing can go wrong, and nothing wrong should happen to you when you are filled with the Spirit. People who are filled with the Spirit, they don't just get involved in accidents anyhow. Amen. Nothing will just take you unaware anyhow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, when the Bible says that he describes the devil in John 10:10 as the thief that has come to steal, kill, and destroy. Destruction there is not in terms of properties. Sometimes it's relationship.
Hallelujah. I think it was Sister Buki that was sharing testimony on the other time. She was saying, thank God for family, thank God for this and that. And she mentioned the gift of relationship. See, to have a friend is a blessing. Amen. Some of you, we have people in our lives that just look out for us, just watch out for us. It's a blessing to have someone call. Like Brother Toby was sharing just that. It's a blessing to have someone just reach out to you and just say, just let me see how you're doing. Amen. Hallelujah. And I remember one way my girl Seppa would always say, look around. If you see somebody who is not in church, reach out to them, call them. Even if you need that, $5.50 or $5? If you need that, ask me, I'll give you. But reach out to someone. It's a blessing. I caught someone not too long ago. The person was not in church for a while. I called the person. And guess the response I got. They said, thank God you made this call. You just don't know how important this is. Amen. Amen. Let's learn to reach out to people. Jesus will not come down to do it by himself. You are his outstretched arm. Hallelujah. And what are the things you will share basically with them? Is God's word. I just said, let me reach out to you. We miss you in church. God bless you. And they will be happy. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to be the reason someone will give God glory and praise and say, thank God someone reached out to me. Amen. So the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy relationships. Destroy relationships. Amen. But Jesus has come to give us life and give us well-built relationships that will impact on our lives and more abundantly. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes I look back and I wonder what I would have been able to do without the people that are in my life. Especially here in church. Praise God. Especially here in church. You know, sometimes people don't want to come to church because they say, they will scold me. They will, yes, they will scold you, but they scold you in love. And it's for your betterment. Amen. I've been scolded before. You never see Pastor Muyiwa scold person. I've been scolded. But it's for my good. Amen. It's for my building. It's for my correction. It's to make me better. Amen. Yeah. So one day, was it Kevin or Wiring? And one of them came back from school. And she was complaining seriously. In fact, she was crying. And I said, what happened? And she started telling me. She didn't do anything wrong and blah, blah, blah. And this teacher did this. She felt bad. You know that feeling where you did something right and you are expecting commendation and what you got is bad boobs and all that. And I said, okay. Your teacher may be wrong or may have acted wrongly or harsh to you, but let's look at it from the flip side. Correction is always for our good. And I started talking. And after a while, she was smiling. She was saying, okay. She was smiling. Guess what? I think she got to school. She got an apology from the teacher. I didn't call the teacher. She got an apology from the teacher. I got an apology also from the teacher. And she was feeling so excited. But lesson learned. She has gotten something. What is that? That correction is for our good. Amen. It will be wrong of us when somebody calls you. And they correct you and say, I'm not coming to church again. Then you don't want your life to be better. And sometimes I ask people, when they scold you, they beat me well. They beat me for house. Thank God, Pastor Muyiwa has also shared with us how the mom was so disciplined and was. So, if it's your family, when they beat you, you're not wrong come off our house. But if it's in church, you want to run away. You don't want to come again. Or you pick offense and say, he's talking to me like this because we are in church. It's for your own good, brother. It's for your own good, sister. Because if they leave you, you will become something else, even within the body. And it will not be palatable. It will not be good. Amen. So, power in the word. The word of God is quick. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is sharper than two-edged sword. As it comes, it's for our correction. It's for our pruning. Is for our blessing. The word blesses us. The word shakes us. The word
causes us to triumph. Hallelujah. We hear God's word and we jump with jubilation, with joy. We hear God's word sometimes now, like, oh, I think it was Pastor Tux I was teaching some time ago, and he was saying, I can't remember if it's Pastor Tux or Seth, but he was saying that each time you hear God's word, it's not for you to say, okay, it's Sister Marvel that this one is for. Find your own inside. Amen. Because it's not for another person. It's for you. That's why it's coming to you. Amen. Hallelujah. So God's word is an all-round blessing to our lives. It may be sweet, may not be palatable sometime, but it's always for a blessing to our lives. Amen. Let us rise up on our feet as we pray with God's word this evening. Amen. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. See that you walk, verse 15 of that chapter 5 of Ephesians. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Amen. There are so many things happening today in the world, so many things that if you're not careful, if you're not mindful, if you are not diligent, if you're not sensitive, you will take part, you will toll the part of the world and begin to join them to say certain things you shouldn't ordinarily say. We're going to pray this evening. And what are we praying about? Lord, thank you because I walk as wise. I walk as the wise. I walk as the wise child of God. I have light. I have light. And everything about my life, it reflects Christ. Reflects Christ. The words that come out of me. The words that come out of me. The words that come out of me. They will be edifying. They will be encouraging. Everyone around me will be blessed by the words that come out of me. Nothing evil will come out of me. Holy brana nene shaka radados. In the brana man devrin and also taina man devrin and also they are. I walk as wise, not as fools. Le brana de in the most of talika baradados. I live my life in a way that reflects God's word, redeeming the time. El man devrin and also kopayana man devrin and also kabayana man devrin and also they are. I walk as light. I walk as light. I am fruitful on every side. Le brana no shadaya. I walk as children of light. Le paramande de dosa, le paramande venenoso de anamande venenoso de ya. I am in the light and I walk in the light. I do not walk in darkness. Le paramande venenoso de ya. Elemo shara rabaske mayananea. The light of God is seen in my life. The light of God is seen in my life. Le paramande venenoso de ya. Le payanamashe karadado sharada. Oh, la mande venenoco panamrana manda yadadesha. Oh, la mante venenoso de ya. Light, light, light. Le peramoso. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.